Now turn to part three. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about when they moved their office from one building to another. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
We decided to move our office from the centre of London to a town about 30 kilometres away. Our office in the centre of London was very expensive to run, and we knew we'd make a lot of money from selling the building because it was in an excellent location. The administrative staff decided to resign because they enjoyed working in London and didn't want to move. We had to accept that. But we had to dissuade our top managers from leaving, so some of the money we got from selling the building was given to them in the form of a bonus.
Speaker 2.
Our company decided to move office at what would be a very busy time of year for our department. So a number of us in the department tried to get the date changed so that our work wouldn't suffer. No luck with that. But at least senior management were aware of the problems we would have. I knew that everywhere would be in chaos on the day itself, so I collected as many empty boxes from the removal company as I could, and was glad that I did, because in the end they came in handy for me to pack my stuff in.
Speaker 3.
About 3 years ago, we moved our office from one side of the street to another. First of all, we set up a small group of people to be in charge of the move, and any requests had to go through them. That made everything more organised and democratic. However, quite a few things still went missing during the move. For instance, we couldn't find the computer manager's cupboard, and eventually it turned up in our old building. OK, these things happen, but when you use a well-established company to do your move, you expect better.
Speaker 4.
Moving offices always creates disruption, so we said, why not use this opportunity to reorganize where people sit? The offices are now arranged according to people's responsibilities, so staff in each office can work together without having to phone one another. There were things we didn't take into consideration, though, like the size of the canteen, which turned out to be much too small. Moving to new offices is like moving house. Many of the problems are the same.
Speaker 5.
Always bear in mind the amount of thinking ahead that you're going to need when you move. We took a few little things, like the files we were working on at the time, and our personal belongings, but we failed to give the removal company clear enough instructions about the rest. We couldn't find several important invoices we needed to access because they put them in the wrong room. We resolved not to follow it up, though, as it wasn't really their fault. We found we needed at least 2 days, one to clear everything out and the other to set it all up in the new offices, and then we spent months trying to find out where everything was.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
We decided to move our office from the centre of London to a town about 30 kilometres away. Our office in the centre of London was very expensive to run, and we knew we'd make a lot of money from selling the building because it was in an excellent location. The administrative staff decided to resign because they enjoyed working in London and didn't want to move. We had to accept that. But we had to dissuade our top managers from leaving. So some of the money we got from selling the building was given to them in the form of a bonus.
Speaker 2.
Our company decided to move office at what would be a very busy time of year for our department. So a number of us in the department tried to get the date changed so that our work wouldn't suffer. No luck with that. But at least senior management were aware of the problems we would have. I knew that everywhere would be in chaos on the day itself, so I collected as many empty boxes from the removal company as I could, and was glad that I did, because in the end, they came in handy for me to pack my stuff in.
Speaker 3.
About 3 years ago, we moved our office from one side of the street to another. First of all, we set up a small group of people to be in charge of the move, and any requests had to go through them. That made everything more organised and democratic. However, quite a few things still went missing during the move. For instance, we couldn't find the computer manager's cupboard, and eventually it turned up in our old building. OK, these things happen, but when you use a well-established company to do your move, you expect better.
Speaker 4.
Moving offices always creates disruption. So we said, why not use this opportunity to reorganize where people sit? The offices are now arranged according to people's responsibilities, so staff in each office can work together without having to phone one another. There were things we didn't take into consideration, though, like the size of the canteen, which turned out to be much too small. Moving to new offices is like moving house. Many of the problems are the same.
Speaker 5.
Always bear in mind the amount of thinking ahead that you're going to need when you move. We took a few little things, like the files we were working on at the time, and our personal belongings, but we failed to give the removal company clear enough instructions about the rest. We couldn't find several important invoices we needed to access, because they put them in the wrong room. We resolved not to follow it up, though, as it wasn't really their fault. We found we needed at least 2 days, one to clear everything out and the other to set it all up in the new offices, and then we spent months trying to find out where everything was.
That is the end of part 3.